Hachette Audio presents Eat, Poop, Die: How Animals Make Our World. Written by Joe Roman. Read by Claire Christie. Be sure to look for your bonus PDF of photographs and charts from the book. To my dad, Jose Roman, Uncle Joe Sweeney, and friend and colleague Jim McCarthy, whose atoms are now part of new constellations. 1. Beginnings. Just before dawn on November 14, 1963, the Isla Vortu had set a bottom long line off the southeast coast of Iceland. Most of the crew were below decks, resting up before they retrieved the line and unhooked the cod. But the engineer noticed a strong smell of sulfur as he finished his morning coffee on deck. He checked the wake of the vessel. There was no sign of sewage, no cause for alarm, so he joined the other men below. Half an hour later, the cook on watch noticed the ship starting to rock as if caught in a whirlpool. Dark smoke rose above the turquoise surface of the sea. He yelled down to the skipper. All hands now awake, they looked to see if there was a ship in distress nearby. But they saw only a plume. 400 feet below, the seafloor trembled. Then the tephra, ash, cinders, and lapilli, rock fragments about the size of rabbit pellets, spewed up from the ocean, dwarfing the fishing boat. Smoke from the explosion rose 500 feet above the sea surface, once blue, now greenish-brown. As the tephra column reached a height of more than 2 miles, it became obvious. The crew had set their gear near a volcanic fissure. There were no fish on the line when they finally pulled it in from the boiling sea. By the next morning, a new island had risen 33 feet above the surface of the North Atlantic. The island continued to rise about 200 feet per day in an uprush of magma, cinder, and ash, and within a week, the eruption column, white by day, pink at night, reached 6 miles into the air. Flashes of lightning creased the sky. Inhabitants of Hæme, the only town on the Vestmannaeyjar, Iceland's Westman Islands, reported seeing glowing embers on the horizon as seawater entered the new crater. 6 large earthquakes rattled the town. On December 6th, 3 French journalists took a speedboat from Hæme to the new island.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?